Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Paul Hamilton.
That's what they called me in college, it's the bone.
He has the facts to back up his opinions.
People ask me, well, how are the Sabres going to, are they going to win tonight? I don't have a clue.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Welcome back. I'm quite sure our Paul Hamilton has had a busy afternoon, so I would never assume that he's been listening to us. But of course, we are taking calls and giving our own thoughts on the retirement of Blake Griffin from the NBA. And Paul, I mean, you've had all day to prepare.
I've seen him play one game in the NBA, so yeah, I got to see his greatness. So,
in person?
No, just on TV.
Oh, on TV?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure I ever did, actually. You might have me beat.
I haven't been to an NBA game since the Braves played.
Okay. Well, the Granato news, and then we'll get into much of what Kevin Adams said this afternoon, Paul. How surprised, after all the conversations and all the time spent thinking about this, how surprised were you that it happened?
Nothing really. I wouldn't say nothing, but very little surprises me these days. I try not to read too much into certain things. And
like news releases talking about coach and GM talking to the media on Friday?
Let him have it, Paul.
Now you wanted to see if Bulldog would catch that or not. I did hear that part of the show. When
and
Bulldog
a show
was
to do all by myself, Paul. That's all I have to say in my defense.
You're fine. But yeah, and you know, I was wrong. I didn't think Kevin Adams wanted to fire Don Granato. Well, I don't think he wanted to anyway. But he, as he talked about, he didn't want to do it during the season. He wanted to give them every opportunity to get over the hump. Maybe those Detroit games or the Ottawa game here or whatever that might have been when they got close but couldn't get over. And, you know, he made the decision to do this. So, you know, he actually did. You know, I didn't think he would. I kind of thought if Don Granato were going to be fired, it would be from Terry Pegula, but I was wrong. It was Kevin Adams' decision. You heard him talk about that. And as I listened through the press conference, what I took away was he was agitated through the whole thing. He was blunt, and I think he was honest. And I think the fans needed to see how genuinely angry he is, because they, of course, are too. And I don't think he's putting on any act or anything like that. He is genuinely angry. And I thought we saw that at the press conference. And, now we move on, to who might be the new coach and all that goes with that.
It can be, I think, you know, Adams has got a decent amount of experience now speaking like this. But depending on what the situation is, the last time he did this was, you know, trade deadline. And I know I got real hot that day because it sounded like, you know, like we're going to build a statue for Zemgus Girgensons or something in parts of that. And I know, like, the emotion of the day, trading Kyle Oposo, you know, probably were reasons he was feeling sentimental and sounded like that. And today started that way because, of course, he's going to be, you know, pretty gracious about Don Granato, and I can appreciate that. But, boy, Paul, he, to me... Yeah, it was blunt, and I think appropriately so. I liked a lot of what he said. Like, I know, you know, I've been here through every minute of this drought, so we all know the pain the Sabres fans are feeling here, and I know that that carries over into listening to the guy. Why should you have any faith in him? He's presided over this now for 4 years and hasn't gotten any better. Like, I hear you. I liked him a lot today. I thought he was exactly... as direct as was needed in this thing, talking about the shortcomings of his team and what he needs in a new coach. I mean, I think there's some clues in there about why Don Granato isn't here anymore, even though he's not going to directly tell you this is what Don Granato wasn't good at. I think he tells you that eventually through the 40 minutes or so that he spoke today.
He certainly does. And, you know, you know how I feel. I think he'd done a great job till this last off season. I think that's where he stumbled, and I felt he deserved a chance to fix it. For this offseason. So we'll see where that goes. And part of it is getting Bo Byram, and another part of it is getting a new head coach. But two things that really stuck out to me was the quote where he says, we're craving accountability and structure.
Yes.
I think the team is ready for that. And with the next coach we get, it'll be on the top of my list. I thought that was very telling. And you know how much it drove me crazy to listen to constantly Don Granato talk about pressure. And Adams went off the handle on this.
Yes, he did.
He goes, you don't get to the National Hockey League without handling pressure. That is the most ridiculous thing I could ever hear someone say, that guys can't handle pressure. That's what they do for a living. It's how you get here. So that's nonsense. I could not have said that. I couldn't have written it better. I could not have said it better. That is absolutely true. And last year, yes, when they were going through the run, I could see that, you know, all right, they had to feel the pressure of it. But once that's over, I wasn't buying the pressure that Don Granato kept talking about all year long this year. And it just you know how I felt about that. I kept talking about it. And the fact that he said that, as I said, I could not have written that any better.
I like that he even included, like, these guys start getting scouted seriously at 14 and 15 years old. Like, that's absolutely that's absolutely right. So,
well, to me, it's unfortunate on a couple of levels, if I'm allowed to dissect this. It's not just that you might think your team is mentally weak in this way, but to make it a talking point, like, I think that's where you sort of lose me, is if you think it stands up as a talking point.
And a constant talking point.
Right. Right.
I mean, 2 years of it.
Thompson got there to end of the season talking about noise and things like that, and I just know... Who's going to respect any of that? I mean, in the NHL,
right?
You know, keep your head down. And Buffalo is not Toronto. Like, just if the noise is a problem, we're in trouble in our market.
Right.
So, well, Paul, I mean, newsy as well for how Adams did say he wants experience in this hire. There was some thought, I think, appropriately given to the Rochester coach, Seth Appert, as a potential candidate here. I know people who thought he was likely to get the job, but... that is not going to happen.
Well, I think maybe folks misunderstood me a little bit. When we were talking about maybe Granato being fired in midseason, I said I think Seth Appert would take over.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I was talking about Seth Appert. And even now, I didn't, until we just talked to Kevin Adams, I was thinking Michael Pekka, Denver University's David Carl, who's won two NCAA championships and a gold medal at the World Junior, Seth Appert. But now none of them would qualify as far as what he's looking for. Now my thoughts go to Rod Brind'Amour, if he ever becomes available from the Carolina Hurricanes. I think Adams would go after him in a second. They're friends. They won a Stanley Cup together. Craig Berube, who won a Stanley Cup with the St. Louis Blues. Lindy Ruff, of course. You know, those are now the names that start popping into my head now that I hear what he is looking for.
You know, I thought about Brendan Moore. Sal and Joe were talking about him this morning at one point when I tuned in. And, you know, recognizing that there's a whole contract thing there and, like, maybe, you know, he'll never leave Carolina, but his contract is up. The trouble I would have with him as a candidate right now, Paul, is it sounds to me like Adams is ready to go on this, and the Carolina Hurricanes are beginning the playoffs this weekend. So that's going to be a while. I mean, it shouldn't eliminate him as a candidate necessarily, but, boy, it sounds to me like Adams thinks he's got a guy on the hook already, because I don't think he'd be talking as definitively about what he wants if he didn't think he already had someone circling his boat.
And maybe that would be Berube or Ruff. He was asked about Lindy Ruff, the last question of the press conference, and he said he's not going to talk names, was his response. So, you know, if he does have somebody directly in mind, and don't forget, Lindy Ruff wanted the job when Jason Bottrell was looking to hire a coach, and he was interviewed, and didn't get the job, but he was looking to come back even then.
Paul, how good of an idea does he sound now?
He doesn't... I like Lindy. I think he's a good coach. I don't think it's a good idea at all. Last year when they had their run, he, of course, is the head coach. But Andrew Brunette gets a lot of the credit for that as he came in. He's the one that instituted the system. They did very well with it. He left to become the head coach of the Nashville Predators, by the way, had an excellent season.
Yep.
And all of a sudden he's gone and the Devils go back down. Coincidence, I suppose it's possible, but I just here's somebody saying I think we got to stop this. Let's keep bringing Sabres back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at the end of Ryan Miller's career, let's bring Ryan Miller back and let's bring this player back. No, but then here I sit there and tell you maybe they should bring in Michael Pekka. So I violate my own rule when I say that, No.
It's not your favorite idea. Do you think it's a terrible idea?
Yeah, I don't.
You wouldn't do it.
You don't like it.
No, I wouldn't do it at all. I don't even think I'd consider it.
One thing I think it could do, I don't know, you could like this or not like this, but just as we're talking, there's a real soft spot for him.
Mm-hmm. And there is.
And players might come to resent that, you know, like... If your coach kind of just, the fans are going to love him and it's going to feel good. And I don't know, like players would have a range of opinions about that, but he might sort of, and as the season goes along, it might sort of thing. This was kind of true at times when he was coaching here before, because he was here for so long. And, you know, Lindy is kind of just, everything's fine. You know, he's bulletproof. That wouldn't be everybody.
But fans forget too, at the end of Lindy Ruff's tenure here, they wanted him fired.
Oh yeah.
You know, well, and they forget about that. And if you're hiring a coach for the fans, Lindy Ruff probably is your man, because I think a lot of fans would love that.
That's more reminiscent of when they brought Nolan back.
Yes.
You know, and that was not like, let's go win a cup here or anything like that. Different circumstances.
What percent chance, would you be comfortable putting a percent chance on them hiring a coach because the fans like it?
I think if Kevin Adams does that, he should be fired the next day.
Okay.
He should hire somebody that he thinks is going to turn this team around, not who he thinks the fans are going to like.
I can help him step around that. I mean, we're giving him credit. Kind of everybody here is giving him credit for sort of being on point today. And it's what? We're fans. Like, we sort of see this the way he was talking. He'll get there anyway then. He doesn't. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be attributed to, you know. You'd never say that anyway. But it would. One of these guys from that list will work in this area.
No, if he thinks Lindy Ruff is the man that's going to get them, it can't be the reason that you're doing it for the fans. It has to be because you believe he is the coach that can take this team to the next step.
Well, there's going to be no escaping my question, though. If they do it, like, I think it's credible. I'm not as down on the idea, far from it, as you are, Paul. But it's undeniable that it would be a yellow smiley face on the roof of the arena.
Mm-hmm.
And
no question.
You know,
they are talking about a new roof.
Right. And as someone who cares deeply about NHL hockey in Buffalo, that does matter. Like that. I know the results ultimately. Like if they hire Lindy Ruff and they have this same, the playoff drought gets to 14 years, it's not going to matter what color the smiley face is on top of the arena. It's going to turn into whatever. What's the opposite
Mr.
of that?
Mr. Yuck.
Yeah, Mr. Yuck. Thank
Has
you.
Has a show like, ever sounded that's, older, that's Paul? I, Mr.
I needed,
Yuck.
I needed a Mr. Yuck sticker. Poison. but they need, the fans need something to engage with here. And I don't know. I think it. If they end up on Lindy Ruff, there's just going to be no escaping the specter of that.
I don't think they'll need him for this.
Yeah, I think they just engaged the fans today. The fans got what they wanted, and that's a bad thing to say when somebody loses their job.
Yeah.
But I think they engaged the fans today, and I don't for a minute think they did this because the fans wanted them to. I think Kevin Adams felt this was the right thing to do. But I think they engaged their fans today by doing this.
Paul, we'll be talking again soon, I'm sure.
Okay. Talk to you then.
There you go. That's our Paul Hamilton on the Western Hotline. His reports here on WGR are brought to you by Equitable Advisors, thinking about today and planning for tomorrow, and by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this.
The names on the veteran experience accountability list, like the old school guys, they've all been to the finals, at least, even Ruff. Gallant won. Berube won. Boudreau has won a lot of games. I don't know. Vancouver in the finals?
I don't think
Washington,
so.
Washington, no.
His rep is 100 points in the regular season, playoffs, look out.
He's 5 years older than Lindy, by the
and
way.
And that's happened at a few different stops for him. Most 69. Recently, I think, Minnesota, Boudreau. So, no, I don't think. And Gallant didn't win. They got to the finals in
lost to Washington.
His first year, yeah. And then they won with
Cassidy.
Last year. Yeah, right. Cassidy. Thank you.
McClellan. Anyway. Yes, McClellan.
Yeah.
I don't know. But lots of winning history across the board here. None of these names. Berube is the weirdest for me because I think he's sort of just one. A team got hot for half a season. You know, like right. Goaltending just completely flipped. And I'm not as impressed as mm-hmm. I might be of guys who've just done it for longer. I always like the idea of Boudreau because I think he's really fun.
Yes.
His hockey is fun. He's a funny guy.
Yep.
You know, I'd love him in Buffalo because of that. But everybody here checks the box for credibility, right?
Yep.
And that's what I've been saying. Who hasn't been saying this whole year? It's just been like, where's the credibility? You're going to keep with Adams. That's fine. But you've got to find some. You've got to find some National Hockey League credibility. Your team is so young. Your coach came from the development, you know, landscape. Adams himself came from, well, not exactly the traditional path. No. So you got to find some credibility, maybe more than ever. And it's very much how he sounded today. He sounded very much today like he knows that. And I think he's probably known this day was coming for a long time. I wonder what Granato knew. I guess PR didn't know a lot from the schedule, maybe, but that's not to blame them.
Right.
That's what's next for the Sabres, and I would guess that they know that they're about to establish credibility. Maybe Lindy Ruff does that for them. It's so interesting, though, to think about the different layers to that. And, like, you're talking about a smiley face. What would the Greg Wyshynskis of hockey say about – well, he's a Devils guy, too. He wasn't that impressed with Lindy in New Jersey, Greg, who will try to get on sometime soon. But does it count? Does it work? In terms of that?
Yeah, I wonder, like, what the you know, we're 100 feet away. I wonder what, like, the 100-yard or 100-mile view of Lindy right. Ruff being the Buffalo Sabres head coach. It might get met with some eye rolls nationally.
It's not Marv Levy.
No, it's not. No.
It's not Marv Levy.
It's similar, but it's just such an important distinction. I mean, Marv was not in football and was in his 80s.
Yeah.
We love Marv, but wow, it's not the same thing.
Let's take a break. We'll have sports and look for your calls again after that. 803-0550, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
My style of leadership is to be very hands-on, to get to know the people that I work with at a very personal level. And that's Donnie and the coaching staff, that's the equipment managers, that's the players. You guys know I've had players over at my house for dinner. That's because I want to get to know them. I want to be able to understand what they're all about, and they need to know what I'm all about. That doesn't mean you don't make hard decisions. You make hard decisions if you think it's right, and this is the decision.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Made that I thought was the best thing for the Buffalo Sabres. That'll be the message that I talk to the team about tomorrow.
Kevin Adams will have most, if not all, of his press conference from today coming up here later in our show. Because it was good. It was good. That's not a judgment on whether you agree with things he said, but he was forthcoming. I think this has been my assumption largely about him and how the season has played out, because in our conversations with him, questions from us about the playing style of the team and sort of the psychology of things, he was, to the extent I would say that he really could afford to be, he was critical.
I think often sounded frustrated about it. Yeah.
Yeah, like as opposed to just being defensive about,
right.
No, this is why, this is right, you know, why we're doing. I mean, he agreed with a lot of the criticism of the whole thing, you know, players or just whatever the word is. And today he was much more, I'll put it this way, available to elaborate on some of that. And he was willing to do it. So now it's, I know what I want in the next coach, and experience is going to be necessary, so that narrows it down. And I mean, I'm out now. I would be out of the running after that. I did not get a call. Okay, thought about it for a minute. And accountability, and sort of, it sounds like we're leaning hard scrabble here with the next Sabres coach. So maybe that's what it'll feel good.
Yeah, I thought I wouldn't want to go so far as to say he was combative, because that would imply that he had, like, you know, trouble with the questioning or the people asking the question. There was some pushback at times, but I wouldn't say inappropriately so. I don't know if the people involved would agree, you know, when they were challenged. But he was appropriately blunt, abrasive about his opinion of the team's shortcomings. Like I'm so glad Paul remembered to mention the thing about the pressure and being young, because that, I mean, it did go on for a long time, and we sat in here and listened to all of it, and a lot of things stood out to me. That did, but I sort of lost track of it because there were other things that I thought were pertinent enough to mention. That's absolutely right. I mean, I know, like, they got to the point where it was like, well, last year was pressure because of the standings. Now it's pressure because of contracts. Or now it's like, oh, my gosh.
Expectations.
Stop. Just stop parsing this. Right? If they can't handle pressure, I mean, I know this is way easier said than done. It's a very old school. You got the wrong players. If they can't handle pressure, like, what are we doing here? It's pressure. There's always pressure. There should be, anyway. So, and you'd want to be good enough to have expectations. So the whole thing just was, I thought, very, very clumsily handled. And I don't know what Granato's motivations were at any point this year when he continued to just bang that drum. It felt to me like the only song he knew anymore.
Yeah, and that happens.
Yeah, and I don't say that to be mean to him. I think you're in that spot. You're talking to the media every night, and you're down 4-0 or 5-0 to Ottawa in your own building, and you got to talk to the media afterward. You got to say something, and so it's just going to be the same stuff over and over again. It feels to me like Adams represented today that he was as frustrated, if not more frustrated, by a lot of that as the people on the outside were. So good for him for saying that about and not shielding his players from pressure. I mean,
but
just,
you know,
crazy.
That's all. I agree with all of that. It was always seemingly like an amateurish explanation for anything. Why make it a talking point? Just seemed to miss. As I would say, positive as you and I are talking today about the press conference, the move. Man, it's not that different from last year, arguably, that the Sabres missed an opportunity to get there sooner. And if I'm right in thinking that Adams got there sooner or got there before, what did he say? Like, almost sort of.
He didn't make this decision on the plane last night, is what he said.
Yeah, like, that means I've known this was going to happen. I mean, I don't mean 2 weeks ago, but. Halfway, these other teams, when people, us and other people, point to the Sabres versus other teams, L.A. and St. Louis when they won and so many other examples, like, those teams didn't give up on their seasons. The Sabres would not say they gave up on their season, but they saw a problem, maybe a big one, and they ignored it.
And just hoped it would get better.
They just hoped it would get better. They just hoped, well, let's figure it out. And to me, that is, I mean, I don't know this, but that is ownership in my mind. Like, I want to play out the year. Like, to me, that is, right. I'm paying him. It's bad enough that I'm going to have to pay him too
right.
to leave, but I'm not doing this now. That would be my guess.
Yeah.
I want to make sure I say that it's a guess.
I would make a similar guess.
Because really, man, I mean, they were never that far out of it, you
right,
know, again.
Right,
and
right. What never happened, somebody in my mentions at some point today, since this has happened, once people started, you know, stopped piling on me for, you know, missing the forest for the trees yesterday about all this, was, oh, I forgot. I had to make the stupid self-deprecating point, and now I forgot what the other point was I wanted to make, and I'm sorry it's not coming back.
All right, think about it.
Yeah.
Or maybe that makes it harder. Mm-hmm. Ross is with us. Hi, Ross.
Yeah. Hey, Mike. Thank you for taking my call. Let me start with Kevin Adams. I mean, my impression from his press conference and listening to him today is it sounded to me like there was a little bit of disconnect between him and Granato at the end. And I think that, again, I'm not privy to know the dynamic between the general manager and the coach, and I'm not going to pretend to. But just reading between the lines, it sounds to me like he gave Granato a lot of rope in terms of trying to create a team identity and a style of play, and it didn't work. And he was frustrated by that, and he's frustrated with himself for not putting his foot down more. That's my take.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that had a little bit to do with the snarl he had mm-hmm. today. And I agree with you guys. I think, to me, that was very positive. He's pissed off. You know, he should be. And we wouldn't want it any other way. And as far as the firing of Granato, I mean, it goes to the fact that the Sabres obviously underachieved this year based on what we saw last year and what we expected this year. And the bottom line is they underachieved because of a lack of consistency. I mean, you can't go all season long with their longest win streak being three games. Correct me if I'm wrong, guys. And expect to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
You know, when there's a lack of consistency like that, it's not the general manager's fault. It's the coaching. It's not like the talent ain't there. I think this is a very talented team. Do they need some grit and sandpaper, as one of the callers said? Yes. But it's not the old days. It's not the 80s and 90s. Like Bulldog said, you could win with grit in other ways other than taking five-minute major penalties. All right. Yeah. And then in terms of the and again, thank you for being patient with me, guys. But in terms of the other caller who said it didn't work with Lindy Ruff before, why would it work now? Well, here's what I have to say to that. I don't know if Lindy Ruff would be the answer, guys, but that's an absurd statement. And I think you guys agreed with me with that. Lindy Ruff got us to three conference finals. Lindy Ruff got us to a Stanley Cup final. Lindy Ruff got us to a quarterfinal against Pittsburgh, where we had a 3-2 lead and lost the last two games of that series in overtime when Darius Kasparaitis scored an overtime goal against us in Game 7. So I'm sure you guys remember that because you're not too much far behind me. I don't know if it'd be the answer, but again, Paul Hamilton makes a – he made it sound like Lindy Ruff is out. I don't know. I don't want to put words in his mouth. But let me just say this. Lindy Ruff has taken three teams that he's coached in the NHL and led them to 100-plus point seasons.
Thanks, Ross. We got to go. Like, it's good. When he was the coach of the Sabres, he was never the gold standard for winning. Okay? Like, it's good. It's especially good for the Sabres. And there were lots of other parts to how those teams got to the Stanley Cup Finals and the rest, starting with the goaltender. But I don't want it to sound like he's the only choice. And if he is the choice, we're talking a lot about sentimentality and nostalgia and whether the Sabres really are a grown-up organization. If I were the Sabres, I think I'd want to avoid that perception that I'm not because I'm hiring a guy from my past again. You know? I mean, I think... That would be tough for Lindy in this, in his chances, the way I would see it. But like you're pointing out from earlier, much earlier in the show.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's winning? What counts? What's the bar? What are we talking about? He can't get them to the playoffs? Like, any coach could get them to the playoffs.
Right.
Like, they're not that far away, so I would never want to be that harsh.
Ross said a lot there, but early on, he tripped a wire for me talking about the winning streaks. All right? The point I was going to make that I lost, making fun of myself, is that they also neither this year ever had a really bad streak. They lost four games in a row one time. They never won four in a row, but they never lost more than four, and it only happened once. So, like, how does a coach in his third year, having never been to the playoffs in any of the preceding seasons, make it through a fourth season? not losing seven in a row.
Or 17.
Right, and watching the season just circle. They were always close enough, and they got close enough. Like, Terry Pegula, I would have moved on it, but I understand. Like, I'm not the one that's got to pay him a couple million bucks for two more years if he's not going to be my coach. And, like, we're not that far off. Let's see how this next stretch goes. And they always just tease you just enough. What was the number I mentioned? Maybe it was six games where they could have gotten within four or fewer points in the standings, in the playoff race, and they lost all six of those games. Like, that's the season. That's how that coach makes it through the year, because it's never so bad. You can convince yourself, like, we just win a couple. And they don't. They win a couple and then lose a couple and win a couple more. They never spiraled.
Yeah, that's maybe right. That makes sense. Some of their wins and losses were huge scores, too, in that right. way. It's kind of weird. I mean, were they inconsistent or, like, the absolute most consistent team ever? The opposite of streaky is what the Sabres were. And, you know, yeah, that might be a good point why there wasn't movement, because they never just fell apart. Thank you, Ross. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR. Keep this short and get you to Kevin Adams from earlier today. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, thanks for listening. Not our primary focus when it comes to the NHL, but tonight has real potential to be fun and wild, you know, for the fans of the teams that are still in contention, right. Of course. But really interesting, all the different things that can happen. You have four teams for one spot. This will go into tomorrow also, unless Washington wins its game against Philadelphia, then that's it.
They can end everything. If they win, they are the second wild card. That's going to be the end of that.
Here's the coolest thing. Philadelphia, if I have my information right, must beat Washington in regulation. So you've got a tie game with 2 minutes left. You're taking the goalie out. Imagine Detroit, Pittsburgh. Teams still alive if Washington goes to overtime. But they don't, because they scored an empty net goal to win it in the third period.
Because Philly needed a regulation result.
Yeah. That'd be a tough win. Yeah. A tough beat.
Yeah.
But John Tortorella, when he was the Rochester coach, was the first to pull the goalie in overtime. How they didn't think about this. I got my point stashed anyway. So here I'm going to go for the extra, take the goalie out. They went, no, we're going to have to change that. So no longer will that be allowed. It's a different thing, but it's Tortorella behind the Flyers bench. You know, he's probably thought of how to play it if this game gets... That's the best case scenario for the neutral fan, I think. Just like a tie game late, what happens? Or you pick the team which you'd like to see most in the playoffs. But Islanders play tomorrow... Pittsburgh, rather, plays tomorrow.
They play the Islanders tomorrow. The Islanders already clinched the third spot in that division, so they're home free in that department. Yeah, but Penguins fans, especially tonight, they don't have a game to watch. They'll just watch these other games, and yeah, that's what a panic that'll be if it comes to that, and they got to watch Philly pull their goalie to try to win their game and end up giving it up an empty netter that costs them a playoff spot.
Could get wild. Kevin Adams from today, coming up here on WGR.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.